And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. We are in the 9 o'clock hour, which is the open line hour. Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we've got a toll-free number for you to call in. And let us put our 50 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you. We can give you tricks of the trades, the tips on the tools and the products to use. So whatever project you're trying to tackle, we can help you make it look as good as if a full-blown expert professional had done it. That's why we're here for you, the Arizona homeowners, in our quest to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That phone number, that toll-free phone number, is 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE for you. R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. Rosie for you. We've got Stephanie back in the studio to take your call. She'll get your name, where you're calling from in Arizona, what your question is, and we'll see what we can't do to put our experience and our brains to work for you. We're here every Saturday for you. And when I say we, I mean me, Rosie Romero, my son, Romy Romero, co-host of the show, as well as my wife of, let's see, we've been on air 29 years. So that means we've been married 39 years, right? So I can't remember. I'll never forget the day I talked you into me starting this show. Sweet Jennifer is here, and so she's helping coordinate all the activities. We're broadcasting live from the Francisco Grande Resort in Casa Grande, Arizona, where we had an all-day conference yesterday with Rosie on the House certified partners as well as homeowners that we invited in to join us. And we've invited the homeowners. We're broadcasting live in front of a live audience this morning. It's kind of like Romper Room. You know, I see Becky, I see Tom, I see Linda, I see Carol, I see John. And we've invited them to feel free to come up to the microphone and ask any question you might have. We have neighbors who have shown up. Carol and John were just in the neighborhood and heard we were broadcasting and joined us. And Holly and Larry and Liberty all came in, and they drove up from Arizona City to join the activity. We've got a bunch of other homeowners that we invited in for the weekend to kind of help us structure RosieOnTheHouse.com as well as the program Rosie on the House to better suit and better fit what the Arizona homeowners are looking for. So we're having a blast, having a lot of fun. And one of the homeowners actually came up and asked us in the last hour some questions about the actual broadcast. Now that you're seeing how a broadcast happens, it's really not very not as mysterious as you might think. But she wants to know, why are we wearing headsets?
Great question.
They can hear the show.
These are broadcaster headsets. So they are designed to cancel the outside noise so it's easier to stay focused on the topic. They are designed to be very, very directional with the microphone so that the listening audience doesn't hear a lot of the background noise that's going on, just what's happening right here in front of the microphone. And so we can hear the callers.
And the real reason is so the producer back in the studio, he can whisper in my ear without it going over the air, Rosie, you're 47 seconds late on the commercial break. So that's the real reason we wear the headsets, is so the studio can communicate to us throughout. And then she wants to know, why are Romy and Jennifer so busy with laptops? And Rosie, you're just sitting here like a bump on the log.
Well, Rosie hates it when we do that. Right now, Mom is messing with the call screener. And yesterday, y'all had talked about a more visual aspect to the program online. And we had a Rebecca email in.
He's got nine windows open.
A picture
nine of. Nine windows open. He's multitasking nine windows.
That's what it takes. So she emailed in a picture. John was able to identify it as a eucalyptus spathia. So first I've got to create the category of a eucalyptus spathia under the tree category. Now I've got the FAQ I'm creating. Now I'm linking it back to the broadcast page so somebody reading through the broadcast can see the picture, click on it, and go to now this soon-to-be FAQ. And I had Susan get the projector. So when I'm done with that, somewhere close to the 10 o'clock hour, I'll put the projector back on and show it on the screen and get everyone's feedback. But it is a huge distraction to the broadcast. So to execute it, we would realistically need someone digitally working behind the scenes. But I wanted to put it together just to get y'all's feedback since we talked about it yesterday in the focus group. But generally, I'm not that
they never put a computer in front of me.
Well, I put it on Facebook, and then I'm also communicating with the station for call screeners. But my main job is just the eye contact thing, just to keep him company, because it's kind of lonely just talking to yourself. And today we have all these great people sitting here with us, but a lot of times it's just the three of us. And if Roman and I are both doing this the whole time, he's like a little lost sometimes. So needs a moral support. That's why I'm here.
1-888-767-4348. Got a pretty good load of email questions that have been coming in constantly. And, Jennifer, you've got callers on hold?
I do have a caller. You want to take Pete?
Let's take callers before I go to the email box.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike, can you give us Pete this morning? He's got a bathroom tile wall, and he wants to put a grab bar on it. So he's wanting your input on how to get that done.
Okay.
Hey, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, man.
I have a typical... that little 4x4 thin kind of porcelain finished tile that you see you used to see a lot of in showers.
Yeah, and what's the vintage of the home?
1999.
Okay.
And I would like to put in a grab bar in one or two of the bathrooms, and I'm wondering if I should take any particular precaution in drilling through that tile. That's it.
Yeah, they make special bits for drilling tile and glass. So as long as you're using a tile and or glass bit, you'll be fine. Now, the question that I've always, whenever I'm trying to set those, I'm trying to figure out, okay, in a 99 home, you're probably, the chances are about 99% that a home built in 1999 is a wood frame home with the dense foam on the outside, chicken wire and stucco. Am I guessing correct?
Sixes.
2x6s. Okay. So the question is, does the tile go all the way up to the ceiling in that room, or does it stop at about 6.5 or 7 feet?
It stops at about 6.5 feet.
Okay. You're going to want to get Romy's favorite stud finder. That's the
Franklin sensor.
Franklin sensor. And you're going to want
to...
Franklin sensor, and you're going to want to run that along the top of your ceramic tile. It's going to indicate where your vertical 2x6s are, and you're going to want to just put a little pencil mark, a little crow's foot pencil mark at the top of the tile, not so big that anyone else in the shower can see it, but that you know where it is. Then you're going to get a 4-foot level, and you're going to level straight down and just put some masking tape along that plumb line. That tells you exactly where the studs are back behind the tile. And when you drill the little drill hole through the ceramic tile, then go down to a smaller bit, just any conventional bit at all, and just probe it and to make sure you are hitting a stud. And if you are, then that lets you finish the drill pattern for the mounting bracket of that particular. It'd be great. Those mounting brackets generally have an area for 4 screws. You probably aren't going to be able to get all 4 into one stud, so you just rotate the mounting bracket to where the 2 holes are vertical along the line of your tape, and you'll be able to sink that with about a good 3-3.5 inch wood screw. Pre-drill it first so you don't split out the stud back in the back, because you'll never know if it's split out until you're in the middle of showering and you're rinsing it and all the soap is down around your feet, and then you reach up to grab something high, you fall, grab the bar, and the bar comes down to the ground with you, breaks your cheek, and your ribs are bruised on the threshold of the shower.
That's worst case scenario. Wicked.
So the moral of the story, is once you drill that hole in the tile, I always go down to like a 1/8 inch wood bit, and I get a fairly long one, and I just probe it and make sure I'm pulling out nice, solid wood fibers on the bit to make sure I'm good and solid into the stud. Does all that make sense?
This is after you've gone through the tile.
Absolutely, yeah. You'll go through the tile with a bit big enough for the screw to fit through. So that's going to be like a 3/16, you know, 5/16, something like that.
Okay, so I get the special glass or tile bit, and then I get this Franklin sensor, and I run it across the top of the tiles where it ends, and then the where the tile ends toward the ceiling. And then at this point, I make my... I get the tape, and after I found the stud, I make the tape, I draw it down nice and straight. Then I go ahead with this special bit this glass bit, you're thinking it's about a 3/16?
Yeah, well, you're going to probably want about a 3/16 quarter, 5/16 diameter screw. And use a wood screw, not a drywall screw. Use a good coarse thread wood screw to really get in and bite into that 2x6 heavy.
But these are the kind that are going through the tile?
Those are the screws that are going through the tile. Yep, they'll be going in the mounting bracket, into the tile. Make sure the hole that you drill in the tile is a little bit bigger than the diameter of screw, or as the screw's going in, it'll chip the glazed surface of that tile and it'll blast it out.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Okay, we appreciate it too. That brings up a topic. Jennifer, where are you going next week?
Chicago, first time.
Yeah. Tell them what you're going to go do.
Well, we're going to be working with Remodel Direct, and Remodel Direct is kind of a specialist in putting in things that would help you in aging in place. So we'll be doing bars and ramps and, all those kind of things. So I'm going to be learning about the products and everything that's available. So we'll be able to share with our listeners some of the things that can help them stay in their home as they get older.
Additive surfaces that you can put on top of a ceramic tile shower floor to make it slip resistant, the grab bars, the scald-free hot and cold shower valves, all kinds of different products made just for people. And I think this is going to be a huge boom. I think people are going to kind of reach the decision, I'd just like to age in place. I'd like to age exactly in the home I'm comfortable in. I know the neighbors. I know the landscaping. I've just finally, after 29 years of listening to Rosie House, I've just now figured out the irrigation clock at my house. I know when to turn it up or down. I've got super cooling all figured out. Why do I want to relearn that all at a new address?
And I will tell you, when you talk about grab bars in the shower and everything, you don't need it for aging in place. It's a very convenient feature. They had my room last night had several grab bars, and it's just, especially when you're scrubbing the bottom of your foot, and it's a very convenient thing to have all ages.
And they've come a long way in the way they look. They're not so institutional anymore. So
I'm getting that guy in my headset.
Oh, he is. 10, 9, 8.
30 over.
Here
we'll be
go.
Back.